Many, 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 many blessings. Welcome to this incredible journey, this incredible stage of peace with the Heavenly Father. So this audio, this session is to support you in having a real relationship with the One. We can bring kind of our human parental feelings and projections into our relationship with the Heavenly Father, with God. But this is something that we're going to work to overcome. And it can be done very easily just as we start to realize what is happening. So as you start to realize that you're bringing your feelings about your parents and how your parents have acted with you into your relationship with God, with the Heavenly Father, it starts to become clear that, well, we obviously do need to separate those things. Now, your parents are, well, not really your parents. We souls, we spiritual beings, are all a family. We're all brothers and sisters. So in a deeper sense, even the souls who are playing the role of your parents are your brothers and sisters, right? On a spiritual level, not a body level, but on a spiritual level, these beings, your parents, are spiritual beings and are part of your spiritual family, are your brother and sister. So on a spiritual level, we are family, and we all have a spiritual parent, and that is the Heavenly Father. That is the One that is God. And the first step in really being able to experience your relationship with this being is coming into this understanding that we as a human family, all of the people in your life, we are spiritually brother and sister. And we all have the spiritual parent, the same parent, which makes us brother and sister. And that is the One. The presence and the love of God is eternal. It is endless. It is compassionate. It is merciful. It is unconditional. And it is like nothing else that we know that could possibly be of the human ego. Divinity is of a very different nature. It is ever loving, it is ever peaceful, and it is ever true and powerful. When we make this distinction between human ego qualities and qualities of divinity, we actually can begin to discern truth from falsehood. We can begin to see that the presence and love of the Heavenly Father is not the same as the presence and love as our earthly father. And that's okay. You know, it isn't that your earthly father is to be all of those things for you, because really, this is your brother soul. This is your friend who's also having an experience, learning, growing, and experiencing life, playing this role as your father. But really, just as easily, you could have been the father, and the soul that is your dad could be the child, right? The roles can change, but on a spiritual level, you are equals, your family, your brother and sister. And so when you realize this, you can start to really have even more compassion and understanding, and kind of accommodation for any flaws your parents might have or anyone in your life, because it's okay. We're all children of that higher power who are learning and remembering who we really are after having fallen into a deep sleep. And it's the presence of the Heavenly Father, the presence of that one, the Supreme Soul, who has not become corrupted by a forgetting, by an identifying with a human ego, but rather this being is forever rooted in the eternal nature of the soul. And these qualities of the soul, of peace and power and purity and love, are innate to God and are innate to you. We are of the same nature. And so when we recognize ourselves as light, as a spiritual being, we can recognize God, who is also a light and is a spiritual being, but a very unique one. Because this one does not come into physical body after physical body and have all of these experiences. This one stays in the spiritual home and is ever emitting that peaceful energy. And so we have to go to our true parent, our spiritual parent, to really get, to really receive nourishment and light. This is something that our physical parents couldn't really ever give us. And when we realize this, there's even a level of forgivingness and compassion that occurs, because we recognize that, you know, they've done their best, but that we and they and really all of us need to go to our source and to our true parent. And this is at the essence of peace with the Heavenly Father. To have peace with this being, we need to know this being. What are the qualities of this being? This one's known as an ocean of love, as an ocean of peace, and has this ever-peaceful energy, this ever-peaceful aura. Even though this being isn't in a body, this one is still a spiritual being, just like you, if you weren't in your body. And so when we can really feel and experience the light and the love of the presence of God, of the love of God, we can receive that into ourselves. We can nourish ourselves. We can fill ourselves. So to be beacons of great peace in the world. So we want to have this relationship and have this connection. As with any relationship, we are required to give this relationship with the Heavenly Father time and energy and love, right? Because if we ignore this relationship, even though God is unconditionally loving and is going to love you anyway, if we don't show up, if we don't become present, if we don't make the effort to be aware of that one's love, then it doesn't really do us much good. The greatest benefit and power comes when we receive into ourselves the powerful energy that is here for us from our parent, is when we let our parent help us. It's like we take one step of courage, and that one will take 10,000 steps with us. This one is the master of the universe, has great power to help us in any area of life in a way that we could never do for ourselves. When we build a relationship with this being by continuing to connect, to take time to be still, to meditate, to go into prayer, to speak to this one in your mind and your heart, when you actually take the time, you really receive the love and the benefits and the power of this relationship, and you can go forth and do some amazing wonders in the world when you are rooted in this unlimited connection. So we want to have a real relationship with this one. And in the New Age community today, what can happen is there can be so much confusion. You know, people might say things like, you know, God, the universe, same thing, or they might say we're all one. And this can be very confusing because, well, God is the creator, is the supreme being, is a being, is a beautiful being that you can have a real relationship with. The universe is the creation. And how could we possibly have a relationship with all that is? I mean, gosh, if God were in everything, and you and me, and this, in the desk, and the house, and the deer, and the coyote, speaking in Arizona terms right now, I suppose, because that's where I am. How could you possibly have a relationship with this being, and how is that real? Because it's not. You know, there can be an experience of oneness. We can have an experience of feeling very connected and at one, at peace with all life, because we are a family. But it couldn't possibly be that God is in everything, because God is a being. God is a presence. And it isn't that the forces of negativity in the world today are of God. Those are of the human ego forgetting their connection with divinity. And so we need to really realize that this one is a being, is a presence, is a mother and father. And deep in our hearts, we know the truth. Truth never needs to be proved. It just is. And so having a relationship with the Heavenly Father is at the heart of your really coming to realize and embody deep spiritual power and nourishment. And it's this energy that emits from you when you're in connection with that one that does change the world, that does color the world with this incredible feeling of beauty and oneness and divinity. But if we don't have this connection, then we in so many ways feel like orphans. We might feel lost or confused, and the negativity of the ego can really take over and start to run our lives, which is definitely not what we want. So coming to know this being, coming to trust in this being, letting this being fill you with love, fill you with energy, and to just practice letting this spiritual parent hold you and help you and support you on your journey of life. It's this remembrance and this union that is to save the world, essentially, that is to return light to the world. When each soul is in remembrance and in union with the Supreme, we're bringing the power of spiritual energy into the material world, and we are bringing the healing power of truth and dissolving the forces of the ego and falsehood and negativity. And this is really the call of the time. This is like a superhero calling, and also something that is of such great benefit to you, the soul. It can't even be measured. And so keep with your relationship, keep with your connection. Things might come in like doubt or fear or who knows what types of feelings that can emerge as we are clearing out the debris within the soul. As we build a relationship with the grand power of the truth, it is going to bring up the stuff that needs to go. That's okay. So to have that greater perspective that it is part of the journey, and to keep trusting in your relationship, keep trusting in that link of love and how held you truly are in the arms of the Heavenly Father. This is what will get you through even the most challenging of moments, to keep this connection and to keep giving and nourishing your relationship with the Heavenly Father. So enjoy this section. It's extraordinarily beautiful and deep. The meditations on Man Manabhav are one of the most powerful practices that you can have. It's really about giving your mind, giving your worries, giving yourself to the Supreme and letting all of that negativity and hurt and harm just be dissolved in the presence and the company of the truth. Wishing you so much love and enjoy your supreme connection with your true spiritual parent. Many, many blessings.